This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're tuned into Radio Hawke's Bay and you're listening to Country with Rita. There are some amazing ladies who have entertained us with their country music over the years, and in my opinion, none better than Patsy Cline. She was born Virginia Patterson Hensley in 1932, and her first brush with show business came at aged 4 when she won a prize in an amateur tap dancing contest. By the time she entered school, her family was fully aware of her musical talent. On her 8th birthday, her mother presented her with a piano that she taught herself to play on. On Sundays, she sang with the local church choir, and at age 14 was singing regularly on a local radio station. Apparently, she got the job by walking fiercely into the station and asking for an audition. Patsy's most successful recording, Crazy, which we will hear today, was written by then-upcoming future country western legend Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson originally wrote it with the title I'd Have to Be Crazy for Billy Walker, but Walker turned it down. When Nelson first played the song, it had the title Stupid, and somewhere between then and Patsy Cline singing it in 1961, the title became Crazy. The singer is recognising how crazy she is for continuing to love someone who is not interested in them at all.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Our next country lady, Loretta Lynn, born in 1932, became known as the Queen of Country. Many of her songs were focused or inspired by women's issues, with themes about cheating husbands and persistent mistresses. She increased the boundaries in the conservative genre of country music by singing about birth control, the pill, repeated childbirth, one's on the way, double standards for men and women, rated X, and being widowed by the draft during the Vietnam War, Dear Uncle Sam. Country music radio stations often refused to play her music, and in a 1987 interview, she said 8 of her songs had been banned. I'm pretty sure that's all changed now, so we're going to listen to one of them, written and sung by Loretta, called On the Pill.
You whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
We can't have country ladies mentioned without including Dolly Parton. Born in 1946, Dolly Parton was the fourth of 12 children and grew up in a small log cabin. Dolly began performing as a child, and by the time she was 10, she was singing on local radio and television programs in the East Tennessee area. At 13, she recorded the single Puppy Love on a small Louisiana label and appeared at the Grand Ole Opry, where she first met Johnny Cash, who encouraged her to follow her own instincts regarding her career. Today I'm playing Coat of Many Colours. This song was composed by Dolly Parton while travelling on a tour bus in 1969, and it outlines her family's poverty. This later became her signature song. Apparently Dolly has called the song a world of things, and that it teaches about bullying, about love, about acceptance, about good parents. The song tells of how her mother stitched together a coat for her daughter out of rags given to the family. As she sewed, she told her child the biblical story of Joseph and his coat of many colours.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together So in every piece we loved, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my Mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story Mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me, made just for me.
I reckon we need now to hear from some of the country gentlemen who are singing the songs that I grew up with, starting with Ed Bruce singing Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. William Edwin Bruce Jr. was born in 1939 and became an American country music songwriter, singer and actor. He was known for writing this song and many other successful songs that have also been successes for other singers. Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings first recorded Mama, Don't Let Your Baby Grow Up to Be Cowboys as a duet in 1978. That track appeared in the Robert Redford and Jane Fonda movie, The Electric Horseman, which also featured Nelson in his acting debut. The songs are warning that cowboys will probably not stay around long, even with someone they love.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy ain't easy to love, and he's harder to hold. He'd rather give you a song than silver or gold. Budweiser buckles and soft faded Wranglers, and each night begins a new day. If you can't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys, 'cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy loves smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometime won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, and his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Now a song from Frankie Lane called High Noon. Frankie Lane was born in 1913 and was an American singer and songwriter whose career spanned nearly 75 years, from his first concerts in 1930 to his final performance in 2005. Often billed as America's number one song stylist, his other nicknames included Mr. Rhythm, Old Leather Lungs, and Mr. Steel Tonsils. His hits included That Lucky Old Sun, Mule Train, Jezebel, High Noon, Cool Water, and Rawhide. Today we will hear the popular High Noon. The song refers to how he can't have a safe life with his wife until he has eliminated the threats that face him, and he wants her to stay with him just a while longer until it's all over and to not give up. Every time I hear this one, I picture a standoff in an old movie.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, s'posing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, nearing High Noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait along, wait along, wait along. Wait along.
Wait along. Wait along.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you have enjoyed the program and renewed some memories. And I'll be back next week, same time. Once again, this last one is for those who are travelling, and it's called Convoy by C.W. McCall. William Dale Freeze Jr. was born in 1928 and became a commercial advertising agent who won several awards for his advertising campaigns. We will remember him most for his character, C.W. McCall, a truck driver singer that he created for a series of bread commercials while working for an advertising agency. His most successful song that we will hear today is Convoy, a surprising hit in 1975, reaching number one on the charts. In March 1976, after a successful spell of touring, he retired to Colorado, where he was elected mayor and served from 1986 to 1992. The Convoy song became an anthem for the Freedom Convoy protests in 2022, and Freeze enjoyed this revival before he died of cancer at the age of 93. If there's a rebel trucker song, then this is it. The song's about a convoy of truckers protesting the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, the logbook manipulation that came to be after the mandatory rests were introduced, the toll roads, speed limit, and everything that plagued truckers in the 70s. Throughout the song, a convoy of three trucks becomes 85 trucks, pursued by the bears or smokes, or better known as the police. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Cross the U.S.A.
law. Well, they ought to know what to do with them honks out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your field. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.